Okay, I can see so many of you logging on. We've got Emma from Perth, we've got Issy from England, Keely, hello, Dawn. Hi, Dawn, so nice to see you in here. Dawn from USA, Sunday evening. Kylie from the South Coast, Amanda from Adelaide, Keely from New Zealand. Adrian, hello, from Melbourne. Hayley's coming to us from Canberra, Charlotte from Ann Arbor, amazing. Hi, everyone, so good. Okay, sorry, I'm just gonna do some final lighting adjustments and then I'm gonna stop touching it. I have such a weird thing with making sure everything's looking right lighting-wise, but anyway. Okay, all right. Let's take a moment just to come together and center. There is big energy in the air today and I am just wanting a couple of minutes just to center and ground. So as you're coming onto the call, just take a couple of deep breaths. Just really bring all your awareness and focus and attention into the space we're creating together. We are in such a powerful energy portal today, and we are in such a powerful energy as we're beginning this journey today. I've still had some enrollments coming through this morning. I've allowed some people to continue to join this morning. We've now got about 66 people on this journey. We have such an abundant, beautiful group. And actually, I screenshot the angel number meaning of 66, and I wanted to read it to you because I feel like it's such a on-point message for all of us. Angel number 66 is a message from your angels to put your faith and trust in the universe and to trust that your needs are continuously met. The angels are assisting, guiding, and supporting you with manifesting your goals, desires, and wishes. So keep your thoughts positive. Angel number 66 asks you to balance your physical and material and spiritual life. It carries the attributes of humanitarianism, community service to others, grace, gratitude, and simplicity. It also relates to material issues and provision. So it's a powerful number of unconditional love, healing, faith, and trust in the divine, which is so beautiful and perfect for what we're working on. And what was interesting as I was preparing to come into this session today, I was getting this message because I actually feel like we have a real spiritual energy with us in this course, which I'm not necessarily intending this to be a super spiritual woo-woo experience for us all, but the message I was getting was that you are all here because you are part of the collective community of way showers moving forward in 2020. You are anchoring in the light now. You're preparing to anchor in the light so that you can embody this and radiate this and be a way shower of the light in 2020 in whatever way you feel. So I really feel there's no accident in the fact that you're here and in who is here. So really trust that you're in the right space, and thank you for trusting me and yourself in making the decision to come onto this journey. All right. Keely, giving me goosebumps. Emma says, hello, hi from Perth. Kylie, would be a very different message if there were 69 of us. Bring in the humor. All right. Let me give you an overview of what I'm going to cover today because I'll get distracted chatting to you all. All right. I'm going to run for, I think, about 60 to 90 minutes. If you can't stay for the full 90 minutes, you guys are awesome in the comments. You're making me laugh so much. If you can't stay for the full 90 minutes, don't worry. As soon as this session's over, I am going to upload it to the members' site. It will be embedded on the members' site and you can rework through it. Even if there's anything I move through too quickly here today, you can rewatch it and work through it at your own pace. Take note. So don't stress if you miss anything today, and don't stress if at any point you have to jump off early because it's all being recorded and it's going to be uploaded. But here's what I'm going to cover with you today. So in this first training session today, this is obviously about aligning with the energy of your higher self. That's what we're talking about. And here's what I'm going to be diving into with you. We're going to start with a conversation about energy, about the importance of our energy, how we're looking after our energy and the energy that we are carrying within us, and why this is so important, both at this time and moving forward into 2020. And we're going to talk about energy alignment, what that means, and how to work with that as a practice. And how we also need to be looking at aligning our energy before we are stepping into any form of action, before we are putting our energy and focus into manifesting what we want. This energy piece is really important. Then we're going to be talking about the energy and frequency of your higher self. I want to give you more detail on that, what I mean by that, what working with the energy of your higher self looks like as a practice. And I'm actually going to take you through some practices and a sort of like some journaling, workshopping activities of how we can really activate that energy within you and make it a lot easier for you to tap into that energy and actually let that energy be guiding you every single day. We're also going to look at when we start to come into alignment with your higher self, we will start to see what is currently out of alignment with that. So the more that you come into the frequency of that energy, you'll be able to see, okay, what parts of me am I going to have to release? What inner stories am I still holding on to? What belief systems? What perceptions of myself? What emotions? And what in my life is still here, but is weighing me down and disconnecting me from the energy I want to be embodying every day and where I want to go? So we'll be able to look at that. Then I'm going to go into some stuff about 2020. I've got quite a bit of channeled stuff here that I've been channeling over the past 6 months, and I haven't shared a lot of it publicly, but I'm going to share it with you. So I've got some stuff to read through to you, and I think what you will find, and this is the other thing my guides were telling me, is that at the moment there's a massive exchange of energy codes happening between people, which means that if you feel drawn to anyone, it's usually because that person holds energy codes that are the key to unlocking something within you. Don't worry if that doesn't make logical sense to you. But simply being in this community, being in my presence for 21 days, not in any way that I'm saying I have these amazing codes, but it has just been shown to me that whoever's coming into my space at the moment is needing to receive the codes that I am sharing. So you will find just through simply being in these sessions, things are going to get activated in you. Just through being here for 21 days, things are going to get activated in you that I've been working to embody within myself, which are going to awaken things in you. So you'll find that as I read the channel piece, some of the wording and some of the vibration of the words will just unlock things in you. So that's why I feel to read that to you. And then we're also going to talk about a few more practical things at the end around just supporting your energy, things we've been talking about, some things I've sort of been talking about in the podcast lately about dropping what makes us heavy and creating change from within. But we'll wrap up with that. All right. So I have a lot to cover with you today. I want this session to be really powerful and jam-packed and informative and transformative for you. So like I said, I'm just going to run through everything. You'll be able to rewatch this if you need to take notes, to revisit bits that you need to, and to ensure you don't feel overwhelmed in this one session. Beautiful. Nicole, totally makes sense. I've been believing that it's about energy exchange in general myself. Yeah. Look, a lot of you I know who are here are very intuitive, intelligent, tapped in people. And a lot of what I'm saying on some level, you may already kind of know, and you may be like, yeah, this is really resonating with what I'm working on at the moment. So you're in the right place, and everything we're doing over these 21 days is just going to deepen or amplify everything you're already working on. So let's dive on in. I hope you have something to take notes with if you want to, or if you just want to sit here and be present with me for the next little while, just sit back and enjoy that. And then you can come back and take notes later, but let's dive on in. I'm going to do my best to not get distracted by the comments, but you can still chit chat in the comments if you feel to at any point, if different things resonate with you. Okay, so let's start with, and you're going to see me referring to my notes just because I have so much to cover that I don't want to miss anything. All right, so this focus on energy is incredibly important, particularly as we are in now November, coming into mid-November. We are in the preparation period for the new year. We are in the, oh God, it's so crazy, guys. As soon as I start talking, there's this whole huge energy comes through my body. It's, oh, this is just so good what we're it's so divinely guided that we're all here at the moment. Okay, don't get distracted, Connie. So we are in a really powerful time of energetic preparation in the lead up to the new year. This actually happened around this time last year as well. We went through a massive energetic preparation period, which is why I ran one of these courses at this time last year, because we're in a big window at the moment. Now, looking at our energy is incredibly important. And some of you may really understand what I mean when I talk about energy. Others of you might be like, what is she kind of going on about? But what I really want you to be paying attention to more than anything now is how you're feeling, how everything makes you feel, the emotions and the feelings you are typically feeling on a daily basis, carrying within you, experiencing as you move through your life, and the emotions and feelings you're bringing to all that you are doing. Because the emotions that you're feeling are an indication of where your energy's at. So understand, everything in the universe, and this has been proven by quantum physics, is just vibrating energy. Everything. Every solid object you see, when you put that under a high-powered microscope, it's just vibrating energy. So we're really needing to fully open up to and grasp this concept of living in an energetic universe, living in a vibrational universe where things are being brought together based on their vibrational frequency. So it's so important that we are aware, because everything has a vibrational frequency in terms of the rate at which that energy is vibrating and moving, because energy is always moving. And you, in yourself, in your body, in your beingness, is always radiating an energy. Okay? So you are just a massive buzzing energy, and that energy could be vibrating at quite a low dense speed, and that's times that you will feel flat, heavy, depressed, sad. So imagine all these little buzzing bits of energy are moving at a slower, denser rate, and you experience that slower, denser feeling in your body as a result. And what we know about, say, matter, I'm just pointing to my coffee table, is that it is when energy comes together and becomes very, very dense and heavy and vibrates at a slower rate and forms matter, it forms an object. Just like if you were to take water and cool down the temperature of that water, it would become ice. So you slow down the rate at which that energy is vibrating and it becomes more dense and solid. If you heat that water up and you increase the rate at which that vibration, that energy is vibrating, that it's moving at a faster rate, it becomes steam. It becomes higher and lighter and finer. Okay? So we have the ability to do the same thing with our body. We can either be vibrating and radiating an energy. Oh God. Sorry, guys. The energy is moving through me so fast. It's just, I'm trying to keep up with it and not trip over my words. So in our bodies, we can either be radiating and embodying an energy within us at quite a slow, low, dense level. Like I said, we will feel those lower level emotions. We will feel heavy, flat, maybe stagnant and stuck in our bodies. Or we can be doing the work almost like when we heat up water into steam to lift and raise and elevate our vibration into higher levels. So our energy, the energy that we are feeling, begins to move and vibrate in a faster speed. And we start to feel higher level emotions like joy, inspiration, passion, aliveness, abundance, expansion, all that good feeling stuff. So paying attention to how you feel will give you an indication as to where your energy is at and where and how your energy is vibrating in this moment and the message you're sending out. Because you are sending out a vibrational message constantly. Your emotions and your energy are communicating to the universe and lining you up with different things. Just like magnets coming together. So whatever the energy is and the emotions that you are sort of sending out as your message, that will determine as you move through life what you come into alignment with. If your energy is often radiating a state of disempowerment, sadness, frustration, discontent, you will be in alignment with experiences, people, manifestations that are an energetic match to that, that also contain that. As you do the work to raise and elevate your vibration and embody higher level emotions, you come into alignment with experiences, people, manifestation, situations that are also on that frequency. I just feel like my lighting's changing a little bit here. Let me just check how my video's looking. I'm going to brighten this up before I put the replay up because I'm going to have sun coming in and out. Is that resonating, my friends? Is that making sense with you, everything so far that I'm talking about emotions and energy? Some of you might be like, yeah, yeah, Con, I know this. Others of you might be like, okay, I need to wrap my head around this a little. Totally fine. Yeah, Haley, I have no doubt. You're on my page here. You get me. Everyone's saying yes. Beautiful. Awesome. Cool. Okay, so that's kind of the foundation of what we need here coming in, is really this understanding and also a prioritizing of how we feel. A really like no longer discounting how we're feeling and being like, oh, it doesn't really matter. We need to be paying close attention to this because particularly as we come into 2020, even more so, it is our energy that is manifesting our life. It always has been. But something that was shown to me, and I'll talk about this in a minute, is we actually can no longer continue to try to create results in our life from a place of energetic misalignment. And what I mean by that is, say in the launching of this course, I wanted to create and manifest an experience of abundance, which we do have here. We have a lot of abundance here right now. But let's say as I was showing up to take all of the actions to promote this course, my energy and emotions are in a state of lack, fear, scarcity, limitation. Maybe in the past, I could have still pushed and forced and made it happen and got my abundant result. That's not going to be as easy to do moving forward. And if I wanted to create a result of abundance, but my energy is in fear, scarcity, lack, limitation, it's just not going to be possible for me to create that no matter how much action I take. So a big theme coming into 2020 is the importance of doing our energy alignment work, which we're going to talk more about, before we step into creating anything in our lives or attempting to work towards anything that's really important to us or take any action. So when I talk about energy alignment, I mean, there's so many different ways you can kind of explain this, but one of the ways I like to think about it is reaching for and coming into the highest emotional and energetically vibrational state that I can reach for. So alignment with my higher self, which we're going to talk about. And with my higher self, what I mean by that, and again, we will all have our own definitions of this, but just, you know, I'm going to use my languaging in the best way that I can to describe it. For me, my higher self is the highest vibration that I can reach for in any moment. It is the highest level of thinking, the highest level of love. It is my true potential. It is, if you have a spiritual understanding, for me, it's my connection with source, my connection with my soul, who I am without any of my human physical limitations, my pure potential, unconditional love, abundance. It is the highest vibrational state that I can reach for. And when we are doing this energy alignment work, what we are wanting to do within ourselves, just, you know, within our own bodies, regardless of what's happening around us, is be reaching for that perspective wherever we can, reaching for that energy wherever we can, shifting our energy so that we are coming into alignment with our highest self, because that's the energy that's going to create everything that we desire. So when I talk about your highest self, I'm not talking about some external being that is better than you or higher than you. And, you know, saying higher or brighter or better or any of those things or bigger, we don't want to then send the message that where you are is not okay and that like being in your higher self energy is better in some way. It will feel better to you. It's more empowering, but it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with whatever state you're in the moment or where you are right now. And like I said, your higher self is not an external being, and it's not something in the future. It's not something you need to become. You are already that energy all the time. It already exists within you. All that happens is we have things that block our connection to that energy. So it's like, what's the analogy I'm being shown? No, I lost it. They were trying to show me something and I can't quite get what it is. But it's, you know, sometimes the way that I describe it is like, I describe it to my clients is like, imagine there is this luminous, beautiful diamond within you. And that diamond is the light of your true essence. It is the energy of your highest self. It is your pure potential. It's who you really are. And that diamond, that radiant, beautiful, luminous diamond is always inside of you. But what happens is throughout our life, we pick up things like that are like a layer that go on top of that diamond, like a blanket. And we have layer upon layer upon layer. And we get to a point where we're like, we can't see the diamond anymore. We can't feel it anymore. We don't think it's there anymore. It is there. It's just that we've got too many layers on top of it. So this journey of coming into alignment with your higher self is not about becoming anything. It is not a future destination. It's not something to strive for. It's not something to do, you know, to action your way towards. It is a process of peeling back everything that has been disconnecting you from that energy that's always already there. And we'll be talking about some of the cleaning up work around cleaning up some of the ways that you think and speak to yourself and your mindset and the things that weigh you down. This is why I dedicated, you know, that whole podcast to talking about put down what makes you heavy, because whatever these blankets that are blocking your connection to your inner radiance are heavy, right? Kylie, why does this all make me feel like I want to cry? It's touching something in you. It's resonating because it's truth. We feel moved. We feel impacted. Sorry, guys. I've got sun coming in and out that's just like affecting my lighting and it's driving me crazy. Trying not to get distracted. I just like things light and bright. Beautiful. Keely says it as well. Awesome. Whatever you feel as we're having this conversation, like I said, there is so many energy codes in everything that I'm saying. So it's just it's activating energy in your body. That's what's happening. And sometimes when we activate energy in our body, we feel emotion. And sometimes we're releasing. You know, and maybe what's happening is I'm turning on this inner diamond within you. And so if there's layers of sadness or emotion on top of that, that emotion might be coming up because you're clearing it. So whatever you're feeling is beautiful and perfect. Some of you will feel really high vibe after this chat. Some of you will feel like, whoa, I'm having some stuff stirred up. It's part of the clearing. It's beautiful. All right. So embodying your highest self, like I said, is not an action-based journey. It is a vibrational shift. It is an energetic shift that you can make within yourself in any single moment, in any moment. He or she is right here within you at all times. It is just an energy that you embody. And it starts with the choice. Now, this was shown to me. I shared this channel piece earlier in the, when did I share it? A few months ago. There was a piece I shared that I can't even remember where it was, but my guide was like, if you really understood just how much your energy was creating your life, you would take your energy a lot more seriously. You would pay a lot more attention to how you feel. And that message is coming through again. So these little shifts in how we feel, how we think, the energy we're embodying is incredibly important. And it is the most important work at this time. So let's talk about how we work with this, how we begin to step into and access the energy of our higher self. Now, I spoke about this in the live that I ran earlier in the week, which some of you may have listened to, that whatever emotional energetic state you have been embodying up until this point has manifested the life you're currently living in. So your life is a manifestation and reflection of the energy and emotion and mindset and beliefs and identity that you carry around. Right? And we don't want to judge anything we've currently created. We don't want to judge anything about where we're currently at. But if we want to create what's next for us, if we want to create something new, if we want to create something different that we've never seen before, there has to first be a shift in our energy, because life will reflect back the change that's happened within. And so as we move out of, say, embodying aspects of our limited self, and we move instead into embodying the qualities of our highest self, our life will start to shift to reflect that. So let's talk about some practical things about this, and you might want to take some notes. But let me just check in. Give me a word or a couple of words right now to let me know how you're feeling. I just want to know where everyone's at. A word, couple of words. How are you feeling in this moment at this point? Charlotte's excited, beautiful. Liz is inspired. Thank you. Keely feeling so ready. Kylie is hopeful. Emma is inspired. Beautiful women. Nicole, helping me to face myself. Yes, which can sometimes feel confronting, but she says it's energizing. Adrian's feeling aligned. Perfect. That's what we want. Dawn, calm and ready. Fantastic. Okay. Meg is inspired. Izzy is hopeful. Love it. Beautiful. Thank you for your shares. Okay. So where I want to start is, Haley's ready. Awesome. This is the languaging that's come through for this with me, is to create a profile of your higher self. Adrian, right place, right time. Oh yeah. You're all here at the right place at the right time. There's no accidents that we're all here together at the moment. Okay. How am I going to start with this? Let's actually just do this together for a minute. I want you to close your eyes with me. Now, this is all going to come through differently for everyone, but I want you just to set the intention and ask that you want to call in the energy of your higher self, whatever that means to you. If you want to plant your feet on the ground, I've got mine planted on the ground. I'm wiggling my toes. I've obviously got my energy. I'm connecting with my heart space here, and I'm taking some deep breaths. And let's call in the energy of your higher self. Like I said, this energy is always here, but the way I sometimes access it is I actually do imagine it flowing in from my crown, like a higher vibrational energy that washes down over my body. And then I also feel it kind of turn on in my body where my breathing deepens, I feel my shoulders draw back, my heart opens, I begin to feel lightness and sparkles, like my aura kind of brightens. And it's just like a choice to breathe in higher vibrational energy, more light, more expansiveness, more abundance, more joy, more love. And even as I say it, I feel it amplify more. And what we want to start to do is look at everything about this energy, who you become when you embody this energy, what shifts and changes in you, and what you notice. And I want you to start with, first of all, some feeling words, how this energy feels, how being your higher self feels. 3 to 5 words that describe that feeling and that energy for you. Like I said, mine is light, expansive, abundant, radiant, limitless. And it feels like stepping into pure potential, my highest potential. Beautiful. And now I want you to really notice, how does it feel in your body? I'm getting tingles through my arms. I'm feeling my heart really bursting open. I'm seeing actually waves, even though my eyes are closed, I've got pulsing light coming through my eyes. I can actually see light coming down onto my crown. I also feel very grounded though. I feel that my lower body is quite heavy. There's a calmness to this. There's a solidness to this. So we want to know, okay, this energy, how would I describe the feeling of it? And what does it feel like in my body? What do I notice in my body? I feel stronger, I feel more empowered. You'll notice you hold your body differently. Your higher self does not sit in this kind of insecure way. It's like, boom, right? So notice the body posture of your higher self. Now begin to notice, what's the thinking and the self-talk, right? Because most of us are pretty familiar with the mindset of our limited self. The mindset of ourself that very easily clicks into fear, limitation, scarcity, comparison, not good enough. We know that dialogue real well. But are you familiar with the dialogue of your higher self, the self-talk and the mindset, the beliefs that go along with being that version of yourself? Now, this may be not something you can sort of access right away. It might be something to journal on further. But what you will typically notice about this energy is your more sort of fear-based, mind-limited energy is very fast usually in its self-talk. It's quite chaotic, fast, overstimulated. I find my higher self is much calmer and clearer, like more simplistic in how she communicates, less words, less confusion. It's very clear, simple statements of guidance. You know, just really simple things like, you've got this. You're exactly where you need to be. She's saying to me, this emotion, this energy state, just embody this. This is all you have to do. Everything's working out exactly as you desire it to. She's saying again, you're exactly where you need to be. It's all coming together. And the perception of yourself in this moment will be one of love, one where you will see about yourself what is magnificent, beautiful, wonderful, talented, incredible about you. From this energy, you're not seeing what's missing. You're not seeing what feels broken or flawed. You're not seeing through the eyes of judgment. You're seeing through the eyes of unconditional love. Are you feeling this? Are you feeling what I'm sharing here? Because what we actually need to do, and I talked about this in a group coaching call yesterday, something that can be really helpful to do is create a sort of profile of what it looks like and feels like to be embodying more of your limited self, and then what it looks and feels like to be embodying your higher self. So it's very, very clear to us in any moment. We can see which state we're in. And I was coaching a woman yesterday on a group coaching call for my mastermind. She said, Connie, how do I know? Because I keep finding my fear-based self keeps taking over and sabotaging what I want. She said, would it be useful for me to almost journal about it as like two lists so I can really see which energy I'm embodying in that moment? And I said, yeah, that sounds great. So if you were actually to journal about that, let me get really clear. What does it look like? What does it feel like? How do I speak to myself? How do I think? What do I focus on? What emotions do I feel when I'm in more of that limited, lack-based, fear-based, scarcity aspect of myself? And then let me now, everything I've just tapped into now, let me describe what it feels like to be my highest self. And then you could be checking in with that every day and being like, okay, which energy state am I in today? Which energy state am I in this moment? So we want to create a profile of that. If you want to create a vision board, I actually did this a few years ago when I was really beginning to tap into feminine energy and goddess energy. I created a full vision board of my highest self because I was working with a lot of feminine energy. There was like a lot of deep reds and power figures of women that I would cut out, and words like opulent and luxury and goddess and abundance. And I created a full vision board that actually helped activate the energy of the woman I wanted to be. So that is a beautiful thing to do. Dawn says, I feel light between every cell. Oh my gosh, I just got an image of that. Imagine that, every cell of your body filling with light. Every muscle in my body is strong, she says. Yes, you'll feel that. And I hear you are ready. Imagine if you lived as that woman every single day. Imagine if that woman was guiding you in every single moment. You'd be invincible. You could create anything. And this is what we are stepping into now, moving forward. Thank you, Dawn. That was a really beautiful share. So we want to get really clear on the whole energetic profile of what it feels like to be our highest self. If it will help to create some form of visual vision board around that, beautiful. Do it on Pinterest, cut out images, create a actual vision board, create a vision book. I like to scrapbook around stuff like that. And I want you to choose 3 to 5 key words that define and describe the energy of your highest self, and make sure those key words are there as well. print them out and stick them alongside the images. Like mine, you know, light, expansive, abundant, high vibration, limitless, all of that. And then what we need to do is we need to have daily practices and ways to reconnect with this energy, because we're going to lose touch with it all the time. And we need to know what helps us access this. So for example, this exercise we just did really helped activate that energy. But what else helps you anchor into and find this energy within you? And I want you to begin to think about this. So having morning practices that are our things that we do to start our day in this energy. Because what's not going to work for us in 2020, if we want to manifest everything we want to manifest, is to just be reactively living and living on autopilot. When we wake up, how we feel that day is just based on how we feel when we wake up. Maybe we read our emails. Maybe, you know, we get woken up to a screaming toddler. Who knows what it is. And then how we're feeling is being purely determined by how the day spirals and unfolds versus you consciously choosing how you're going to feel and having practices that you start your day with that get you into that state. So what helps you find and feel the energy of your higher self? It could be looking at that vision board. It could be a little mini meditation where you choose to breathe in the energy. It could be dancing. That music and dance are just huge ones for me at the moment. There are a few songs that it's like they just turn on energy codes in my body, and my body can suddenly just go so high vibe through dancing to a few songs. Nature is incredible for it. Any high vibrational tools like using white sage, Palo Santo, essential oils, any of that sort of high vibrational natural tools can be really useful as well. The way you think, what you're focusing on. So coming into states of appreciation and gratitude, looking at the positive aspects in your life, focusing, envisioning on what you desire and getting really into the state of having what you want. All of these things shift and elevate your vibration and bring you into alignment. And if you wake up one day, and this might also be a great journaling thing to take on, is to check in when you wake up and just be like, how am I feeling as I've woken up? Now, if I was to rate myself on this energetic scale of being 0 to 10, 0 being I'm in that, you know, my energy is like down like ice, cold and frozen and dense and heavy and uninspired and I'm real sad, versus high vibrational, like steam, buzzing, inspired, alive, creative, excited, tapped in, turned on, all of that. Where have I woken up today? Maybe I've woken up at a 4. You know, maybe I'm just feeling a bit defeated by life today. All right, if I want to be up at an 8, if I, by the end of, say, my morning practice or before I walk out the door today, I want to be at an 8. What can I do for myself? How can I support myself? How can I shift my energy and my vibration? And that becomes your work every day. That becomes our practice. What's coming up, loves? Share with me. What are you feeling? What is coming through? Give me a little insight where you're at. All right. Then, so we get really clear on the energy of that we want to be accessing. We have the practices and the tools and the things we're doing to help us connect with that. We anchor that energy in, and I'm going to take you through a little ritual in another session. I'll probably run it as a Facebook Live to get to be further anchoring in the energy of your higher self into your body. We're going to do that as an actual guided exercise. But what we want to be doing is letting this version of yourself guide your life. If there is anything you need to be doing, any decision you have to make, we want to consult that part of yourself. We want to be choosing to think as your higher self, make decisions as your higher self, step forward as your higher self. If you are needing to, and actually this is a really good thing as well that I often do, is like when we're creating this profile, I want you to break it down even more to the extent where you're like, what clothes does my higher self like to wear? What food does my higher self choose to eat? What clothing makes my higher self feel most radiant? What ways of moving? What exercise? How does my higher self love to move this beautiful body? How does my higher self communicate? How does, how does my higher self want to work today? If I was to let her guide my work tasks, how my day was going to unfold. Okay, let's see where we're at. Keely, I'm picturing my higher self vision board and my femininity is saying, yes, 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 let's create. I can't wait to see what comes through. That sounds like a beautiful exercise for you. Okay, Kylie, I woke up quite low energy today and morning routine felt like a chore. How do I get out of this? Just do it anyway. So that's a really good point. Again, it's so important that we are noticing how everything's making us feel and following what you need to come into alignment. Maybe it may mean it's different every day. So say you wake up and you're feeling really low energy. And then your mind says, well, you should do your morning routine because that will make you feel better. Maybe that's actually not what you're truly really needing. And if it feels like a chore and feels heavy, that to me is a sign it's a little bit out of alignment. And what we want to do is just reach for what would feel like ease. And this is something that Abraham Hicks talks about a little bit. If you wake up at like a 3, you may not be able to get to an 8. Maybe getting to a 5 would just feel a little bit better. And the way we move into those higher states is not always just by efforting our way, by trying to do as many positive practices as we can. Sometimes it's actually just through following what feels like ease, what would make us feel just a tiny bit lighter. You're here today. Maybe just sitting here and absorbing this information is the first step to shifting your energy a little. Maybe it's like some gentle stretching on your yoga mat. Maybe it's just a little nature walk. Maybe it's just listening to a podcast. It doesn't always have to be huge, big things if that's going to feel like it will actually take you further out of alignment because there's quite a lot of effort behind it. But whatever, we just want to reach for what will just feel a little bit lighter. And you know what? Sometimes, and this is a really important point, sometimes actually what we need to do is just lovingly support ourselves through whatever's coming up for us today. I guess it is important for me to mention, we don't want to only be reaching for the highest self and actually trying to avoid and push away from and get away from what we're actually feeling. So sometimes just a gentle loving and holding ourselves through what's coming up for ourselves is the most aligning thing we can do. And say, you know what? I've woken up sensitive today. I've woken up flat today. Okay, my darling, your higher self will speak to you with love. Okay, my darling, what do you need? What can I do for you today to help you feel better? Is there anything that we can do that will support you today with what you're feeling? Okay, so it's not always like, can I go higher, higher, higher? Sometimes it's just how can I bring more love and kindness and gentleness to what's coming up for me today? And that is actually still aligning you with your higher self. I hope that's supportive. Keely saying, sometimes I find telling myself that it's okay to be where I'm at raises my vibration because it drops the fight to be something else. That is so, so good. That's actually a really good point because resisting where we are keeps us stuck there. And actually coming into a space of allowing and acceptance. So just being like, okay, this is where I'm at today. Sometimes I get really bad anxiety and I'm just like, okay, anxiety is going to be part of my experience today. All right, anxiety, come on with me. You're going to be in my belly today? Well, we've still got things to do, so I'm just going to bring you with me. I don't fight against it and make it wrong and judge myself. I'm just like, okay, you're going to be part of my experience today. What can I do to really support myself with this feeling? And you're right, that then does raise your vibration because you're in a state of allowing and acceptance, which is much more loving than judgment. Beautiful. I hope that's all really landed and resonated. Beautiful. Okay. So the other thing we just want to look at here, and then I'm going to move into some stuff around 2020. And if you have any questions that are coming up, please do keep asking them. What do you need to let go of in order to live in greater alignment with your higher self? Oh, this question has big tingles going through my body. What do you need to let go of? Not necessarily from your life, but from within yourself, in order to live in greater alignment with your higher self. What are the inner stories, the self-talk, the patterns of behavior, the fears, the limiting beliefs that disconnect you, the blankets that cover up the radiance of that inner diamond within you? This is something to journal on. I think I'm going to include this as one of our prompts. What's coming to mind, my loves? Share with me. Particularly from now until the end of the year, we are shedding. We have been shedding all year. We've been preparing all year without even realizing. Whatever you're becoming really aware of now, like whatever's really getting activated for you, are the things that are very clearly being shown to you, this has got to go. This isn't going to take you where you want to go. This isn't going to manifest and create the reality you truly want to live in. Okay. Keely, Charlotte, money fear, doubt around my business, fear of wasting time or doing it wrong. Okay, let's write these down. Let's just look at them. Let's just own them for a minute, right? Letting go of self-judgment, fear, judgment, lack of confidence, not wanting to be seen. Mm-hmm. Afraid of, we got a few visibility things here. Afraid of being seen and elevating into my power and getting out of my comfort zone. This is pulling at my fear. I'm so aware of living out of family perceptions of me instead of living from my higher self. Letting go of control and going with the flow. Fear around rejection. Fear of the unknown. All right. I want you to imagine all this stuff, whatever it is for you that's coming up. How am I being shown to do this? Sorry, sometimes I'm just hearing stuff and I just need to pause just to receive it. We're going to imagine this actually is a ball. So I want you to imagine, in your hands, you've got a ball. And inside this ball, I want you to put all of this stuff. What else have we got? Judgment, shame, self-doubt, not feeling good enough, hiding, pessimism. All right. Let's just do this for a minute. So I want you to imagine you got a ball. And inside of this ball, you're putting all the stuff. And actually, let's do this as a visualization because this is what I'm seeing. I want you to imagine that all these things have been stuck in your body and your energy field as like pebbles, like little bits of like heavy stuck energy, little mini balls of energy. We've got little bits of judgment here, and little bits of shame, and little bits of unworthiness, and little bits of self-doubt. And it's all this like little heavy, dark balls of energy that get stuck in your field. That's what I'm seeing. And I want you to imagine you've got a big ball here. And at the moment, that ball's sort of clear and empty. And what we're going to do is just visualize. And I want you to imagine you're beginning to pull out of your body and your energy field these little like pebbles or balls or dark bits of energy that are these patterns of thinking and behavior, right? Is this emotion, these feelings that get really stuck in your body and weigh you down. And what we're going to do is we're imagining just stay with me on this because this is what I'm being guided to do. We're imagining we're beginning to pull out of our bodies. Oh, and I'm getting shivers as I'm doing this. We're pulling out, like almost like operating on ourselves and pulling out, like, oh, there's a little bit of unworthiness. I'm going to put it in this kind of bowl or jar now it's looking like that I've got in front of me. And so, oh, there's that one. And there's that fear that I can't have what I want. And there's that story that I shouldn't be seen. And there's that pattern of living for my parents. Ooh, I can feel it. I don't know if you can feel this, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got this like hot, sticky energy coming up my back. This to me is always a sign that stuff is coming off me energetically. If you feel like I'm feeling it all up the back of my spine, I'm being shown that's where I'm carrying mine. Woo, that is crazy. I've got like heat coming up my back. So I'm going to imagine I'm pulling all this off my back and I'm putting it in here, this jar, and anywhere. And I often do this, actually. I clean my energy field by imagining myself when I actually use my hands and I do it, pulling off this stuff that's been stuck inside of me. And I'm pulling it off and I'm putting it in this jar. And every time I pull a bit of this off me, I'm getting lighter. So just bear with me. This might sound like too much of an imaginary kind of thing to do, but this is, I actually really feel this quite viscerally as we're doing it. And I'm feeling my hands getting really tingly and actually my whole body's getting really hot. So let's just keep pulling this stuff off. All of this stuff that I'm now ready to let go of because it's blocking me and it's stopping me. And you know what? It doesn't have to be your truth anymore. You have the choice to put this down. You have the choice. I'm just going to put mine down here because I'm going to sit it right there. You guys might be like, what is this weird imaginary thing we're doing? But this is how we work with energy. This stuff actually really works. What if, and this is going to be triggering to say, what if you were choosing to still give your energy to all of these patterns? What if you were actually always making that choice? And I would ask you, why are you choosing that? Because it's familiar? Because it's safe? Because it allows you to stay small? Because it protects you? We're not a victim here. We are powerful, sovereign beings. We are creators. And when we own our full power as a creator, we own our choices in every single moment. And we take full ownership of the fact that sometimes we choose rejection. Sometimes we choose shame. Sometimes we choose lack of confidence. Sometimes we choose self-judgment. Sometimes we choose to make other people happy. Sometimes we choose fear, lack, limitation, scarcity, and that's okay. But what if you didn't have to choose that anymore? What if this didn't have to be part of your identity anymore? What if it was a choice? Now, I know that sounds really simplistic, and most people's minds are like, oh, but I can't do that. But if you know really well how to run the pattern of self-doubt, of fear, and you know the whole energetic profile of that. What happens? Your energy shrinks, you go tight and small, you constrict, you get anxious, your head goes down, you go into analytical thinking, your breathing goes shallow. You know that energetic profile. What if you were just to shift into a different energetic profile? What if you were to write out what the opposite of all those patterns are? The opposite. And you just consciously chose every day to step into being the opposite of what you've been. Stepping into the opposite of your limited self. Because isn't it interesting? When I ask you all, tell me what's blocking you, and this is definitely the case for me too, we can language that so well, can't we? We know our blocks, we know our limiting stories, we know. But when I say describe your higher self, it's a little bit harder. And that gives us an indication of which energy we're most familiar with. and which energy we're spending most of our time giving our focus and attention to. Like I said, sometimes this is confronting, but what I'm asking you all to do is step really into your power here and believe in your ability to choose something different. Because we all do it, and I'm not saying it's just you, like it's me too. We become a victim to our own thinking. You know, this pattern of self-doubt starts and we go, yeah, that's right, I can't have what I want. Says who? Says that voice in your head. And since when is that voice in your head the authority of what you're capable of? Your highest self is the authority on what you're capable of, not that voice in your mind, which is just all this learned patterning of behavior that you've picked up your whole life. It is not the truth about you. But it's hard to let go of because it's really, really familiar. It's really, really familiar. That's all it is. It's not real. It's not the truth. It's just really, really familiar. But if you have a practice every single day of connecting with your higher self and making her energy or his energy more familiar, it's going to be easier to step into that state of being. Now, we're going to throw the ball of crap away in a minute, Keely. Now, I just want to do a small little like post-it note on this. I did say in my live that I don't want any of us to just be spiritually bypassing, and I don't want any of us just being like, oh, well, I'm just going to ignore all this stuff and try to just step into being my higher self. There is absolutely a place and a time and a necessity to, if there are really big fundamental things that are blocking you, that have been blocking you for a really long time, and they're very, very real, potentially linked to childhood, potentially linked to very defining experiences you've had, I am 100% for doing the shadow work into that. I've dedicated the past 8 years of my career to helping people through shadow work. By shadow work, I mean really unpacking, where does this stuff come from? Where did I learn this? Do I have a trauma around this? Is there something really unresolved around my inner child? Is there a deep wound, right? Now, this particular course isn't where we're going to do that type of work, but I am 100% behind doing that type of work if you need to. And I said this in my Instagram live, that I am currently working with two incredible trauma therapists because I have unresolved trauma from my childhood that I've only recently become aware of, that is very deep and very visceral and very subconscious and very real. And I don't want us to skip over that stuff and just try to avoid it and go into la la land and pretend it doesn't exist. Absolutely not what I'm wanting to share. So if you do really need some support in a very real way for things that are coming up with you, 100% get that support. You don't have to do it alone, and I would suggest not doing it alone. Work with a coach, a therapist, a kinesiologist, an energy healer, your Reiki practitioner, your doctor if you need to, your psychologist, whatever it is. If you do need support, make sure you get that support, because now is the time to be facing stuff and working on it. We don't want to avoid it. But for the purpose of this exercise, we are working just with energy alignment in this particular workshop. All right. So we've got our ball of crap that we have, for a whole range of reasons, been choosing to make our dominant energy, our dominant way of thinking and being, and our identity. Because all of us, let's get really real, have created an identity around this. Again, that's confronting. But you see yourself as someone who experiences self-doubt. You see yourself as someone who doesn't make much money. You see yourself as someone who is unworthy. You are seeing yourself that way, and then we take on board that as an identity. And really what we're doing the work here to do is that we want your identity now to be your higher self. That's how you see yourself, the way your higher self sees you. I have a feeling this could be triggering for some people, all of this, which, whatever's coming up for you, please trust. Okay, so we've got our ball. of all the things that we've been choosing to give our power away to, choosing to believe about ourselves, and all the ways we've been choosing to keep ourselves small and limited and stuck. Because it keeps us safe, because it allows us to avoid showing up, because it allows us to avoid going after our dreams, because it protects us, whatever it is. Beautiful. Keely's saying, holy moly, this is so powerful. Charlotte, whoa, so good, and a good kind of triggering. All right. I hope so. Kylie says, my ball can't be thrown. It's too heavy. All right, let's work with this. And if that's the case, again, triggering question coming up, why are you choosing to keep holding on to it? Part of us sometimes doesn't want to let it go. Who would I be without all this stuff that I know about me? That's part of the problem. We're like, but who would I be if I wasn't this person? Oh my gosh, I could do anything. That's terrifying. All right, we've got our ball. Our ball, our bowl, our jar, whatever it's looking like for you. Just feel the weight of it. And feel how much it's holding you back and weighing you down. And just notice all this stuff. Just become really present to it. And ask yourself, why am I choosing to hold on to this? And what I heard was, because without this, I would really start to succeed, and that terrifies me. That's okay. So what do you want to do with this thing? Do you want to keep holding on to it? Do you want to put it all back inside you? Or do you want to get rid of it? I just got shown to open up my window and throw it out the window. I can feel maybe some of you are kind of like, oh, Connie, what is this make-believe exercise? But just come on, let's bring the inner child into this. Let's have fun with this. Yeah, Kylie, good one. Thank you. Honestly, I don't know what or who I would be without it. Beautiful. Even if you're afraid, even if you're resistant, I want you to get up right now and do whatever you need to do to get rid of this. Now I'm going to go to my window and I'm going to open up my window and I'm going to throw it out the window. You can just sit right here and throw it away. You can imagine yourself flushing it down the toilet. You can throw it outside your apartment. You can just watch it over your head, whatever you want to do. I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel to get rid of this stuff? And I want you to go do it right now. I'm going to go do mine. Ha! Full body shivers. Oh my God. Let's get my light back here. Oh my God, I'm shivering. Come back here, light. Where are ya? I lost it a bit there. Come back. Oh my gosh, shivers. Seriously, like my whole body's tingling. Don't underestimate the power of these exercises. They really work. Whew. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. If there's anything remaining in your energy field, I want you to imagine that you've got a brush and you're just sweeping this stuff off you. I've got tingles coming off me. Just like shake this shit off you, clear it off you. Woo, bleh, yuck. Beautiful, get it off you. Oh, it's still coming off me. Yeah, bleh. All right, Kylie, I'm sitting down by the river and I threw it in the river. So good. Charlotte flushed it down the toilet, literally. Izzy threw it on the fire. So good. Keely threw mine out the window and said, thank you, I no longer need you. And it swirled away in its own energy form. Beautiful. Keely says, I feel like dancing now. Do it, sister. Dance it out. Haley threw it all behind me. So good. Adrian, I was thinking the same thing. I opened up the window and I was like, my neighbors, just watching me throw this ball out the window. He says, I hope the neighbors saw me throwing an imaginary ball out the door. Liz, after I threw it out, I walked back in like a grounded robot. Interesting. Nicole threw it out the door and laughed hysterically. Meg, out the door and feel lighter and brighter. You guys are hilarious. I love you. Amanda, threw it out my window. I have tears because I feel so much lighter, like I've given myself permission to grow. Yeah. It is a decision, and we have all just decided in this moment that we are ready for something new. We're ready. We don't need to know what it's going to look like. It can feel scary. It can feel unknown. It can feel overwhelming. It can feel like, oh my gosh, what if really big good stuff starts to happen for me? But that's okay. Just breathe through that. Just breathe through that. You guys are incredible. All right, let's get on to some 2020 stuff because I don't want to go too far over 90 minutes. So I'm going to guide you through probably something again around that in another session because we might need to do this a couple of times, but I want you to really trust what happened there. Let me just get my eyes, can I get the lighting back in here again? All right, and before I move on to 2020 stuff, let's just take a moment just to anchor this in. Feet on the ground. 5 deep breaths into your heart space and belly. And now imagine every cell of your body filling up with the high vibrational love and light of your higher self. White light. Bubbly, beautiful, abundant energy filling up every cell of your body. Beautiful. All right. 2020. So I have shared a few things already about 2020. I am sweating on my seat. I tell you what, we are doing some big stuff here today. So as I've been saying, there's a lot of stuff that's been deconstructing over the past couple of years in the ways that we live and create our life. And we're anchoring in new ways of doing things in 2020 moving forward. Here's a few of them. First of all, and I sort of touched on these, but we can't just create our life through action alone. This energy piece is incredibly important. And doing the energy work to come into alignment before we step into action is incredibly important. And I do want to mention, I keep getting guided back to what I just said before, the inner cleanup is also very important. So what's interesting for me is I'm doing so much high vibrational work at the moment, but like I said, I'm also doing the deep therapy work I need to excavate my subconscious of my trauma. So you might still be hand in hand, be doing deeper clearing work, releasing, letting things go while continuing to come into alignment with your higher self. Both are very valuable. And like I said, I don't want any of us just bypassing and avoiding and trying to rise above stuff that's very real and important for us. But notice how much we can really just choose. And so coming into next year, we've all really got to remember our power. You are so powerful. And we forget it. The other part of our power is we can't be waiting and relying on things outside of us to give us the feelings that we want to feel. It is again up to us to be taking full responsibility for our emotional well-being and doing our practices and our work wherever we can to support ourselves to what's coming up for us and using our tools to shift our energy and our vibration, right? So we are moving forward into new models of creation where more than ever it is our energy creating our life, more than ever. And I'm going to talk about this now in the channel piece, but what is actually happening to all of us in our bodies is we are anchoring in and calling in more light, whether we know it or not. That's why there's been so much clearing, and that's why we're talking about being your higher self, because your higher self is light, light, love, energy, and we're beginning to just anchor more light into our bodies and our energy fields, and that is all part of raising our vibration and manifesting more abundance and more of our potential. So what I have been told this year has been about is I've been told it's clearing out our containers. So imagine like your body and your energy field like a container. Well, what is that container holding? We want to clear anything out that's weighing you down and fill up that space with light. We want these bodies, these containers to be filled with light. All right, so let me give you, what I'm going to do is just go into a full download now of some channeled stuff that has come through. I've got some stuff that came through earlier in the year and then some stuff that came through recently. And what I want you to do as you hear this and receive this, some of it will land with you, other bits won't. That's totally fine. But I want you, maybe if you want, just close your eyes or just sit and get really present and just receive this and just notice how you feel. And just let the energy infuse your body and your energy field. Okay. Try not to think about it too much. Just hear it and receive it. Okay. Are we ready? Also, funny, my throat just got a bit weird when I was about to do this. Sometimes the way this stuff comes through is it jumps around a little bit or it doesn't always make sense or, yeah, you don't need to... that's just my head coming in being like, I hope this all makes sense to people. Let me just start reading it and stop thinking about it. Okay. Really, really interesting. This is part of the block I'm clearing. My throat starts to close over whenever I go to read my channeled stuff because there's a part of me that's really afraid, but that's okay. I'm just going to let that be there with me. All right. What creates change in your world is a combination of various shifts that unfold. There is first a shift within yourself, a shift of perception. Your mind opens, your view of yourself and the world changes. You open to more. Something within you must change in your energy. Your energy moves into a new vibrational pattern. And then from there, there is a new action. Change cannot occur if you do not do things differently. So now there must be new uses of your time. There needs to be a whole new model of how things are done. New priorities, new actions, new tasks, and space, more space. More space and room for you to consciously choose the tasks that you give your attention to rather than just reacting to what is in your calendar and what your weekly demands are. 2020 will be a transformational year on this planet. The light codes that will assist with the rapid up-leveling and ascension of this planet will flood your consciousness and the consciousness of all beings who are here to be light bearers and light bringers at this time. If you are not yet on your path, you must be. Things will be rearranging in the second half of 2019 to bring you to where you need to be in 2020. There will be places you need to be. Trust where you feel guided to go as it contains the energy you need to go to the next level of your life. There will be an influx in 2020, an influx of new energy, and your bodies must be ready to hold and receive this energy. This is why you are cleaning out so much this year, cleaning out your containers, your bodies. Please do not resist this process. This is so necessary. This is a 6-month preparation of your container, your body, your mind, yourself, your home, your business. Make sure it can hold the influx of light that is coming in. There is an opportunity to rise if you desire it. So you must clear your inner blocks of visibility, smallness, struggle, self-doubt, and anxiety. The inner calling is beginning now. This is a stirring within you of changes you need to make. You do not need to know why, but you must trust where you're being called. Your inner guidance system will be strong now. She will be beckoning you towards the changes you need to make. Do not try to understand these changes with your mind, as this will only confuse you. You will not be able to see yet why you're making this change, these changes, or where they're leading you. But you will feel it, and you must trust it. This is a grand time of preparation. And you need space. do whatever you can to create space within yourself and your life. Space from your old ways, your routines, your old habits. Space from the daily demands so you have room to tune into yourself and follow what you feel to do. The structures you have created are suffocating, and many of you will feel to break free of these. Your soul wants to lead you now, and it cannot do it amongst the strict and rigid routines and daily structures that you have created. Clear your calendar, clear your home, clear your body. Make room and do what you can to hear your inner voice, the voice that is going to guide and lead you through the next chapter of your life. If you are a soul who knows that you have some form of purpose, something to contribute, something to share, now is your time. Begin now. Begin taking the steps and preparing for the great changes that await. Space is the first step, and building a relationship to your inner voice is the second. You must come to know your inner voice. Know how it feels in your body. Know how it communicates to you and guides you. Know what it's calling you to do. So much can be awakened now if you let it. Life need not continue to feel stagnant and mundane and boring. New paths can appear for you if you will have the courage to make space and go within. Spend this time diving deep into whatever work, inner work, you need to do to release the old, heavy, limiting human patterns which are not in alignment with the person that you are destined to become, and then trust what you feel. No longer question your deep inner feelings and thinking and logic. The heart must lead now. The heart must lead your life, your choices, your interactions, and your ways of being. It can be dissolved under the healing energy of unconditional love, which the heart contains. You need not live in limitation anymore. This is the old paradigm. This is the paradigm where you gave your power away and became a slave to the system. Reclaim it now, dear one. Rise into the sovereign being that you are here to be, and become the master of your destiny, but by consciously creating in a way which aligns you with your deepest desires and with who you long to be. Some of you may not be ready for this way of living, but some of you have been preparing for it for years. And if that is you, then now is your time. You may doubt and wonder if this change that you have been desiring for so long will actually come, but it will. 2020 holds the energetic potential to transform your life in the most miraculous of ways, but you must co-create it. Do not just wait for this to happen to you or come to you. Begin now, prepare now. Clear out, listen to your inner voice, and courageously follow any and every inner step that she asks you to take. And when you can, activate and awaken the presence of unconditional love within your own heart. And if you do this, there will be no limitations to what you can create and achieve. If you feel this resonating deep within your body, then this is for you. Now is your time. Have the courage to let go, purge, release in bigger ways than ever before. Even if you feel attached to what you are releasing, know that the vibration of the new that is coming will bring you more aliveness than the past ever could. If you could only see what is coming for you, love, if you could only feel the lightness and the brilliance of it, you would never cling to anything from the past. Get out of your head. Your head is in the past, and it projects into your future and creates restriction and limitation. Feel, dear one, tune in and feel deeply what you desire. And please honor that above all else. Build a relationship with your heart. This is another step. Get to know what you love intimately. Know the feeling of aliveness and joy, and become familiar with what activates that in you, because this will be your guiding force. Are you beginning to see that things can unfold now at lightning speed? Are you beginning to see that manifestations can pop out of nowhere, and what you once thought was never going to arrive is suddenly here? How does this happen? Are you at all curious to this process? All of this is about alignment. You shifted vibrationally and clicked into alignment with a new reality. And in that new reality, things look different and there are different and new manifestations. It is like being in an elevator. If you go in the elevator to level 5 and the doors open, there is one reality. But if you raise your vibration up to level 6 and the doors open, you will see a brand new reality. And so the doors open and you start walking through this reality and suddenly you see with your eyes new manifestations and you wonder where these came from. Well, they didn't come from anywhere. They were always here, but they were on level 6 and you were on level 5. And so you think you manifest by calling things into your current reality. You do not. Instead, you actually just step into a new reality where what you want already exists and is present. You did not create it. It was already created by the grand universe. You just shifted your energy and came into alignment with it. Everything already exists. Can you see that? Every level, every reality, every creation. Stop thinking that you call something into your current reality. You do not. This is old paradigm. If you see new manifestations around you, it means you have changed your vibration and then you just stepped into a new reality, a new elevator level. You are actually a different person energetically and vibrationally, and that is the key that opens up the door to your next level reality. There is a new way of manifesting in 2020, and it has nothing to do with calling it in. And you all really need to start to get this if you're going to move into the slipstream of 2020 of rapid and accelerated manifestation. Things can line up so fast, but you need to become energetically malleable. You need to become fluid. You need to learn how to shapeshift, and this will be your focus in 2020. You need to know and learn how to uncover what changes your vibration, and you need to learn how to change it fast. You need to prioritize your emotional state and take full responsibility for how you're feeling, because how you are feeling is determining what elevator level you're at and what reality you are living in. If you can imagine that changing your emotional state is like moving up the elevator, would you make it more of a priority? Would you not make feeling good more important than anything? You cannot effort your way to change anymore. That is like trying to build a ladder from level 5 to level 6. You can try to effort your way to level 6, but you will bring your level 5 self with you. And so when you do succeed in getting to level 6 and getting what is in level 6, you'll not be able to hold it because you're not in alignment energetically. And so some of you are stuck in the elevator somewhere between level 5 and level 6. You start going up and then something bad happens and it pulls you back down. So you're permanently in this elevator trying to feel better, trying to raise your vibration, but then you have things happen that pull you back down. Some of you get to level 6, but the doors don't open, because here's the key. The key is ease. The key is to let it be easy. The key is to drop your effort. It is your lightness, your ease, your flow that opens the door. Let this ride be enjoyable. Enjoy that ride in the elevator. Flow with it. Trust the process. This is the only thing that gets in the way. You make it hard and stressful and you try to control it. If you could just understand this process and just flow with it, you would move through these elevator levels and these new realities with so much grace and so much ease. If you can believe in this process and trust it completely, you will realize that all you have to do is do what makes you feel good. Bring on practices that make you feel good. Think the thoughts that make you feel good. Most importantly, drop what makes you heavy. It is the heaviness that keeps you stuck at level 5 when you want to be at level 10. You don't actually need to try to become light because you are light. You just need to put down what makes you heavy. And so a big theme for 2020 is releasing heaviness, because you will naturally and easily move up the levels in the elevator when you put down what makes you heavy. Stop doing what you don't enjoy. Stop efforting. Stop trying to make it happen. The way to know if you should keep anything in your life is not by asking, does this make me happy? But rather by asking, does this make me feel light? I want to repeat that. The way to know if you should keep anything in your life is not by asking, does this make me happy? But does this make me feel light? Your comments. Kylie, I just started hearing the song I Am Light. Maybe it's by India Ari. I Am Light. Yeah, beautiful. Whew, my head is like really spinning right now. Kylie, some days I feel like the elevator's broken and I'm taking the stairs. In those moments, if trying to effort and action our way to a higher vibration actually feels like it takes us out of alignment and it takes effort, then just stop. And maybe for now, let yourself be where you are and then reach for whatever practice just feels like relief, whatever thought feels like relief, whatever makes you feel lighter and freer and softer. Keely, I'm definitely one of the ones stuck between level five. Yeah, because something happens and it sends me back down. Okay. And so let's not see any of that as failure or going backwards or anything going wrong, but we notice that. And you say, okay, why did that thing have so much impact on me? Why am I giving it so much power? What did I make it mean? Why did I internalize that so much? What if I could get to a place where these things happen, but they don't need to have such a big emotional effect on me? Because we can't stop these things happening, but we can change the way we relate to them and what we make them mean and the impact they have on us and how much power we give them. Nicole, yes, that was incredibly powerful. Thank you. My pleasure. Charlotte, this elevator analogy is beautiful. Yes, I love that one too. Liz, I resonate with what was said about ease. Beautiful. Haley, beautiful. Connie, love the analogy and feel like I've been between levels. Again, the ease part of coming up to a new level is when we realize, when we do the energy work, not the action work. And when we shift, when we tapped into the higher self earlier in this class and we felt her energy, I want you to imagine when you're in that energy, the doors open and it is just like a brand new reality is there for you effortlessly. Because that reality is a reflection of the energy state you're currently in. You don't have to create that reality. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to materialize it. You just click into alignment with it. And that is a beautiful thing to use as a visualization every day. Imagine yourself, all right, what number is my highest self that I can reach today? Maybe she is a 6, maybe she's a 20. Let me feel her and let me just imagine that these doors open and here is this reality I want to live in. We're going to do this in our next workshop a lot. We're going to talk about elevating your life. Oh my God. I just had this realization. I've called that class Elevating Your Life. And here's this whole analogy about being in an elevator. Oh my God, I just saw that. Wow. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot more about this elevation, the elevator analogy next time. But let's start working with this as a visualization and we'll do this in our next class that we can just imagine the reality's right there just for us to step into and all we have to do is click into it. We don't have to go manifesting the whole thing. How much effort is that? Beautiful. Charlotte resonates with the elevator analogy. Have we said that? Yep. Liz resonates with what we said about ease. Dawn, that was incredible. Knowing about my physical and energy body. Wow, beautiful. Keely, absolutely amazing. Feel a massive yes. Feel so familiar to my soul. Beautiful. Izzy, made so much sense. Aha, Keely saying when you blow your own mind. I just did. Okay. All right. I don't want to go too much longer, loves, because this is a really big class. Meg saying that was really powerful, makes a lot of sense. It feels light and right. Beautiful. Where did I say this the other day? I said it in my podcast. Whatever thought feels light is right. Did I say that in my podcast? Or did I say it to one of my friends the other day? I said it somewhere. Whatever thought feels light is right. Remember that. All right. The final components of what I wanted to talk about are actually re-listen to my recent podcast if you want to get some more of those messages, but it's really all about putting down what makes us heavy, using our boundaries to protect us from what makes us heavy, and the importance of lightening up in 2020. I don't think I have to reiterate that because we have talked about it, and a lot of the messages are in my most recent podcast around that, but some of this we will tap back into in workshop two. All right, give me some final words, my loves. How are you feeling? Tell me as we are wrapping up this workshop today. Give me a word, some words. How are you feeling? I want to know, how would you describe where you're at as we are wrapping up? Your energy body has just been so freaking activated. You have no idea. You have no idea. You don't need to understand it. I'm just telling you right now, it has been. All right. Haley's feeling light and excited and grateful for you. Thank you, beautiful. I'm grateful for you being here. All of you are bringing beautiful energy codes to our community as well. Amanda, motivated, excited, and ready. Fantastic. Dawn, a new lightness. Dawn, I love your name. Dawn and I have worked together before, and I just, hearing your name, Dawn, and lightness, I've just got this beautiful image of like a sun coming up over the horizon. You know, dawn breaking, the light shining through. Dawn, there's magic in store for you. I can feel it. Keely says, fucking powerful. Yes, sister. Energetic and excited. Highly lightening up for me in 2020 means letting go of a lot of physical weight. Oh, Kylie, that is a beautiful, thank you for bringing that up. Loves, when we are working with our body, absolutely lightening up. Now, this isn't about needing to lose weight or anything, but you will notice as you lighten up your energy body, some of the weight, the excessive, whatever it feels like, the excess heaviness you have been carrying will start to fall away. And we don't want that process to be an effort-based process. It can be a really natural process. But what I would do, Kylie, with this is ask your higher self how to support you with that. Is there any shifts and changes she's going to guide you to make around different food choices, different movement choices, emotions? You know, as we release emotions, we actually clear out the weight we're carrying in our body as well. Sometimes what we're holding on to is old emotion or protective patterns. So just communicate with your higher self and have her guide you through that process. You guys are absolutely amazing. I fucking love you. where am I up to with everyone? Adrian, lighter, happier. Thank you so much. Thank you, Adrian, for bringing some masculine vibes. Love masculine energy in my sessions, even if it's only one person. Muncie, I'm grateful for your teaching. Thank you. Charlotte, excited, ready to pull out more crap. I'll keep pulling it out. I will often do this in my morning meditation. I'll imagine like just excavating my energy field from crap, and then I just do this and I like throw it away, move it away. It's a good one. Issy, lighter, excited, inspired. Meg, grateful and inspired. Dawn, thank you. I love it too. Beautiful. Emma, I feel light and happy now. Perfect. This is alignment. You're all in alignment, these feelings. Yes. Nicole, ooh, I feel so much internal pressure is releasing. Exactly what I need to crack open to the next level. Beautiful. If you have some releases flowing through, we are building to a full moon. If there's any emotion, just cry it out, scream it out, run it out, dance it out, let it move through you. Every time you feel emotion, you are detoxing that out of your energy field. Don't ever hold that stuff in. Let it out. Charlotte. I quit my full-time job this year and did make some diet changes and together lost physical weight as well. Fantastic. When you release what makes you heavy, when you release what's making you stuck, your body responds and shifts too. Beautiful. Liz, I feel the shift. Thank you. Getting more confident and inspired to take on the calling for 2020 that's been coming to me. Excellent. Ease again, really connect with me, not forcing. Beautiful. Thank you again. Sending you so much love. I'm so proud of you all. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all your comments, because even as people listen back to the replay, they will be able to hear what you've shared and it'll be really supportive. You're all amazing. You're amazing. So this week, work through the prompts that are going to be coming in each day. Rework through this training if you need to. I will be coming into our Facebook group and doing another live energy activation for all of us, because I want to give you more practical stuff to work through. And then our next session will be next Monday at 6 p.m. Sydney time, where we're going to do workshop two. Beautiful. Charlotte, thank you, Connie. This is so beautiful. Nicole, you're amazing. Have the biggest smile on my face. Me too. Look at my cheeks. I'm just like rosy. Meg, thank you, Connie. Beautiful session and love your work. Thank you, everyone. Oh, God, you guys are incredible. Keely, I'm going to do a dance now. I'm feeling so energetic. Thank you. Me too. I'm going to go dance it out. All right. Sending you all lots of love. Have a beautiful week. And I will talk to you all soon. And I'll get this up on the member site. So check up on the member site for the replay soon. And I'm just excited to kick off our journey. Let's just start these beautiful 21 days together. Thank you, Issy. I'm glad you loved it. Thank you, Amanda. Thank you, Haley. Lots of love, everyone. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.